Blog for He's So Worth It Ministries, September 11th, 2019. I'll always be an emotional yo-yo, and how I deal with it. I have to face it. I'll always be an emotional yo-yo, up and down in what I'm feeling. I want to stay high, or at least even keeled, happy, and always at peace. But that's an unrealistic goal for me, at least in this fallen world. I must learn to deal with it. Maybe some of you are like me. Perhaps we should form our own Yo-Yo Anonymous group. I don't like being so easily moved by my feelings. Nevertheless, that is the way God created me, and my Maker doesn't make mistakes. Understanding my makeup was my first step in dealing with it, God's way. I used to see my emotionality as a curse. Now, I am wiser. My perspective has changed. The reality? It is both a strength and a weakness. I am passionate, enthusiastic, and motivated. I get a lot of things done. I love and feel deeply. I am sensitive. I experience great joys and excitement. Yet, I easily get discouraged, hurt, disappointed, and flustered. Impatience is one of my biggest enemies. Depression comes knocking often. Scaredy cat is my middle name. I could use my makeup as an excuse, rationalizing away poor responses. I could have a big pity party when I fail and stay in a defeated pit, or become prideful with success. I could retreat into my shell when hurt. I can make joy my ultimate goal and repeatedly flop. Or I can admit, accept, and submit my tendencies for God's purposes. I can't change what I feel, but I can change what I do. I can respond by letting truth lead me instead of my emotions. Without an awareness or admission of my propensities, I remain unguarded, vulnerable to satanic attack. Satan used to have a field day with me. Now I am aware of his conniving schemes. I truly don't have to let my emotions control me, making me sin and reducing my impact for God's kingdom. But I cannot do this on my own. I need the power of God, and gratefully, it is available. See 2 Corinthians 10:4-5 and 2 Peter 1:3-4. Under God's control, these tendencies can be used for His glory. Under my control, they result in yo-yo-ness. I am learning how to better manage my emotional state. My highs are still high, occur more frequently, and last longer. My lows are not as low, usually, happen less often, and are shorter if I choose to submit myself to God and abide in Him consistently. I am definitely more emotionally stable now. I have had significant victory in Christ over my emotions. But to think it'll ever come naturally for me? That's a pipe dream. I will always have to put out major effort, even fight, so as not to be overwhelmed and consumed by my feelings. I will always be a yo-yo. But that's okay, because God loves me just the way He made me. What are your propensities? What are your strengths and weaknesses? Do some prayerful soul searching. You may not be an emotional yo-yo, but be honest with who you are. Accept it and allow God to use your makeup for His glory. It is a much better way to live. My friends, I originally published this blog in 2016. Its content is so pertinent to the message of He's So Worth It Ministries that I had to resurface it. If you are an emotional person and have trouble in dealing with your feelings, may I encourage you to let me help you? I am going full force with offering emotions workshops and seminars. They have helped many women, and I believe God wants me to help more of you. Please visit my page on how to handle your emotions God's way for more information.